Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Time to get up. A little chilly. Low 30s this morning. And I see that the studio is very, very decorated today.
Oh. Festive.
And you can see it too. It's up on our Facebook or Instagram. You follow us at 93.1 The Wolf.
Oh.
We have both colored lights and solid white lights in here. Although the colored lights far outnumber the white lights. The tree lights are multicolored, as are the icicle lights around the perimeter of the ceiling here.
I already know who done this. Thank
Annie
you.
Annie Camp.
Annie Camp.
Yeah, she loves to do it. So it's all up there right now. Our stockings are all hung on the wall with pride.
I just wanted to see what I look like with the glow of the white lights.
And she just pulled out
Dale
a camera.
Dale thought I was, no, I'm still ugly, it turns out.
Let's see.
It's just more lights
hold,
to
hold
show it.
Hold your camera up there. Oh, yeah.
Don't you wish you were an attractive person? I just wish. Things would be so much easier.
See, you have something going for you, though. You can sell feet pictures.
I know.
I
need a middleman. Do you want to be the middleman? You can get a percentage.
10%. 10%.
You deal with the customers because I can't stand them.
Every entertainer needs an agent.
You're bingo.
She needs that. All right. Good morning. Thanks for being here today. Boy, we got a lot to get to today. Today, this whole Garth gauntlet continues. It started yesterday.
Can you say it with a little bit more like WrestleMania in mind?
Today, the Garth gauntlet continues.
That's how it's done.
Garth, gauntlet.
That's what I wanted.
Is that what you wanted? All right. Gauntlet. Continues today. It's just a montage, some mashup, and you got to identify all the songs in the mashup, and it is not easy.
Somebody's going to die.
What?
I hope somebody wins. I don't know. It's going to be hard, though. It's a very difficult montage. Very difficult mashup.
I hope we start doing it around 7:35. I hope somebody wins right off the bat, so we have to do it at 8:30 and
9:30. They got it.
That'll be your first chance coming up this morning, right around that 7:30 mark. So good luck to you.
Good morning, beautiful.
Good morning.
And what a beautiful morning it is.
What's today?
Today, I'm asking, is it Tuesday?
Today is Tuesday or whatever it is.
Gosh, it is Tuesday. Time flies, doesn't it?
Time's flying, so hurry up.
You know, it's Tuesday morning and time is flying.
Spooky how the time flies when one's having fun.
Oh, my heart. Time is fun when you're having fun.
Let's have some fun.
Let's have some fun.
It's showtime.
It's also Giving Tuesday today, which is celebrated the Tuesday following Thanksgiving every year. So just find something you appreciate and give them a little, a dollar.
How does anybody have anything left to give? $9.2 billion spent yesterday on Cyber Monday. Did y'all buy anything?
Nope.
No, I did not. Not a single thing.
I bought protein powder and face lotion.
Yeah.
It wasn't even a deal. I just needed it.
Well, you were in here complaining about the cost of it. You looked disappointed yesterday when you were trying to find a deal.
I use PCA skincare.
Yeah.
Products. I have sensitive skin. It works well with my skin, and it's so expensive. And I'm like, why am I spending so much money to just look like this? Why even bother?
You're pretty hard on yourself, though. I got to be honest with you. You really are. You're hard.
I know,
on you.
But I know, like, compared to you guys, I'm the prettiest one in here.
Hold up. Stop running your mouth.
Man, let's just shut her down before this gets worse.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Good morning to you. Dale O'Brien, Amy and Chase. And Amy and I took the Big Bad Wolf truck down to Lexington and participated in the Lexington Christmas Parade last night.
That is a well-oiled machine because they have, you can start lining up at 4. And for those of you who just attend parades and don't go in them, sometimes you're either numbered so you don't get to pick your slot,
right,
or it's first come, first serve.
Right.
And ideally, you'll get there. You don't want to be too close to the front. You want to be just right. So we in perfect position. They start right at 6. We were moving, I want to say, by 6:15.
Yeah, and we were sort of mid-parade. This parade lasted an hour.
Yeah.
So it was there were a lot of participants. Good parade.
Also, for those of you who attend parades, you are my parade. You're so all I see in it.
She's judging each of you, yes, as an individual participant in the parade.
And I have some bones. Some of you really came to shine last night.
Yeah.
I appreciate you were excited to be there.
Santa hats.
Yeah, cold weather. Trust me, I know it's not easy. It was windy. It was cold last night. There were a couple. There was like some little bitty kids that were so adorable. Yeah. There were these two twin girls that had these metallic pink jackets on. I was like, I like your jackets. I like your leopard print. I was having a good time. It's like a fashion show, a parade. But some of you, man, trying to interact, it's...
You just look at us like...
You stare, yeah, like, I can see you back. We're people. What you see is what I see in reverse. Like, I'm looking at you,
and
too.
And you just look at them and go, okay, yeah, thanks for coming.
Frankly, they may have been blinded by all the lights coming off the truck, because between the light bar and the lights all up and down the side of the truck, it's a pretty bright truck.
This one group, I was like, woo, y'all cold? And then the lady was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, we have the heater on in here.
Yeah, my hands are tight, quite toasty.
And everybody just looked at me. I was like,
and
oh,
the parade goers were not amused.
No. Turns out I'm not funny in public.
You know, if you're
either
the first one in the parade, you can set the pace of the rest of the parade. So if you wanted to go 35 at the front.
Well, these parades, it's awkward when you stop. Yeah. When, like, you get these and you have to stop and you're like, hi, because you're smiling and waving. Hey, Merry Christmas. Hey, Merry Christmas. Right. And then you stop and they're just staring. You're like, nothing. This was all I had planned was a smile and a wave.
We don't have candy. Yeah.
So
we don't.
I know we didn't have candy.
Talk to Clay about that.
But so many parades don't allow you to throw out candy anymore because it's a safety issue. They...
Says every parade I've been to in this area, you get to throw candy out.
Right.
Kids, I saw a grandma push a child to get a piece of candy last night.
It's free for all.
Yeah, exactly. I also introduced her to the Lexington parade pregame at the barbecue center.
Yeah.
First of all, they have the best ice there.
Yeah, oh, yeah, the crunchy.
Yeah.
And I wish we would have got our waitress's name because she was really nice and she gave us to-go cups, but then she like chunked it up with ice. I was like, it was so cold and that ice is perfect.
Oh, yeah. So I had the sandwich and the fries, and of course I got the fries just because
so I could have two.
She would be eating some of them. Wake up with the Wolf Show, 6:14. Dale O'Brien, Amy, and Chase, and the Garth Gauntlet.
You're right.
Is coming at about 7:30. It's a Garth mashup. It's a tough one. You got to get all the songs in there right to win tickets to see Garth Brooks in Charlotte this spring.
So it's 7 songs, right?
Yeah, I believe that's right. 7.
And you and Chase, we listened to it. How many did you get?
Combined, we were able to get 3.
Woo-wee. It's hard. A tough one, yeah. Tickets go on sale on Friday, and as always, recommended to create your account now so that you're not worried about doing that stuff on Friday.
Yeah, so do that ahead of time. Save yourself a couple of steps before the ticket brokers get to them. Although those Garth people do a great job of protecting those tickets and making sure that those tickets go to people who are actually online trying to get them. So, yeah, Garth coming up at about 7:30, your opportunity to win those tickets in that Garth Gauntlet. Good luck to you.
The Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. There's Russell Dickerson. 6:25 now. Excuse me. I'm a little choked up this morning.
It's okay.
It's all right. Amy said she's had a headache for about a week now. It's not good, Amy.
It's just one, like, right where my brows constantly furrow.
It's right where your wrinkles
temples form. Yeah, my temples. And then, like, the entire skull, just in general.
Yeah.
Sort of a dull throb.
Yes.
Yeah, I got it. Sounds terrible.
Well,
you look great though.
Yeah,
you do. I can't go through with this. You look rough.
It all looks right. Like you've had a headache for a week.
My dad would say, if I had a head like that and it didn't ache, I'd be worried.
Bingo.
Well, two big dog names this year, same as last year. Bella and Max are still the most popular dog names for the second year in a row. Good names. Bella and Max, good names.
Do you know any dogs, Bella, Max, names?
I don't.
Our last little dog at the farm was named Bella. It was a Shih Tzu. It has passed away, but its name was Bella. No Maxes.
I've never ran across a dog named Max. I see it in movies all the time.
But Max!
Yeah.
Stay focused!
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that was Max, right?
Did you bury the dog on the farm?
Yeah, all our former pets are all buried at the farm somewhere, yeah.
So, kids, when your parents say the dog's gone to the farm, it's gone to Dale's farm, and it's dead.
Dale's farm.
We started a pet cemetery. We'll do it for you for $1,000.
Didn't they make a movie out of that?
One of my sons will dig the grave for you. And there's a funny story about that. I will tell you about that later. In case you missed this, they've now broken down in a huge survey the favorite holiday movies that are most looked forward to and then the least favorite.
Elf.
Here's the top five. I got to be honest with you. I was shocked. Elf did not make the favorite movie list at all.
It didn't?
In fact, it made the other list.
Top
most anticipated and favorite Christmas movies, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, or Charlie Brown Christmas, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Home Alone, and Frosty the Snowman.
Wait, where's White Christmas?
Not on the list either.
I do like the cartoon Grinch. I don't like Jim Carrey Grinch.
Okay. Least favorite holiday movies, Bad Santa, The Night Before Christmas, Gremlins, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and Elf, the least favorite Christmas movies. Sorry. I'm with you, though, Amy. I like
three
Elf.
Of those are my favorite. Bad Santa.
Well, Dad, Elf. Leave it to her to like Bad Santa.
And I just like that little kid with the sandwiches. Was even the sandwiches, kid? He's like, you want me to make you a sandwich? That's me. That fat kid is my inner voice. Anytime something goes wrong, I'm like, let's make a sandwich.
I'd really like a sandwich about right now. Hey, Black Friday shoppers, you missed it unless you're in Wake County. Now, this is east of Raleigh is where this happened. It was in Knightdale. Police arrested a guy there on Black Friday for sitting in his car in a Kohl's parking lot completely naked. They approached the 28-year-old after smelling marijuana coming from his vehicle. He took off before being arrested. A short while later, he was caught. He was wearing clothes when he was taken into custody. And gave no explanation as to why he was naked in the Kohl's parking lot to begin with.
Man, I hope he had leather seats. That's easier to clean up.
Ew.
You always have to turn it into something where we all go, yeah. That is so nasty.
You're welcome. Happy Tuesday.
How much did you pay for your Christmas tree? Now, I have just switched to the artificial tree. I just want to say, you know what? I'm just going to switch, and I did it.
Is that new this year?
No, I did it about 2 years ago. I just said, you know what? I'm not going to fool with the Christmas trees. I'm just going to go ahead and get the art up because they look so real, and you can get those scent sticks and hang them in there, and they smell like a real tree, and then when it's silver, you just fold it up and shove it in the box.
Where do you get scent sticks from?
Anywhere.
Oh, these are very popular. You get Walmart.
Really?
You can get Milalis. You know, any place.
It doesn't smell fake?
No, it smells like a real tree.
No, it's,
I had a buddy of mine come over Thanksgiving. He goes, man, is that a real tree? Because he's looked at it. He says, is that a real tree? I said, no, it's artificial. Why? It smells like a real tree. What are you doing? I told him about the scent sticks.
You have a real one and a fake one.
Correct.
Which one? The fake one is the Doctor Who one.
Correct. The flocked Doctor Who Christmas tree.
But you guys got two trees in one room.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the pictures.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, which one's that tree? They got the regular standard Christmas tree. And what's that other one?
That's a real tree.
His tree is the Doctor Who tree, and that's the flocked one that's fake.
I thought that was in your studio.
No, it's in the living room.
What? So how much did your real one cost?
$75.
That seems like a lot for a tree.
Mm-hmm. They've gone up this year.
Yeah, you know, Clay was complaining that the when they bought their tree, that he paid like $20 more than he paid last year.
Well, he's got money.
The key is to go to the same person. Did you go to the same person year after year? You should have a tree person.
I didn't.
You're the guy. You're the tree guy.
I know a guy.
Well, just because that way you can judge. I don't know how to judge prices if you jump around, you know what I mean, like place to place, if you go to a different place, because maybe it didn't go up for them at all.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know.
The one I caught was actually at the farmer's market from someplace. All I know is Allegheny County is where it came from.
Oh, that's PA, right?
No. Up this way in the mountains.
Yeah, Allegheny County, North Carolina.
Oh.
It's one of Allegheny is one of those counties. It seems like every state has one. Yeah. Has an Allegheny County. By the way, this year's Christmas trees could contain as many as 25,000 insects. Many of those live inside the tree and are hibernating. Just letting you know.
As you bring them in, they warm up and crawl out.
And they come out of your tree.
And that's why the only way to clean up is to set the whole place on fire.
Bingo.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Amy, and Chase. Good news story time.
Listen to how cool this is. Hundreds of travelers were stranded by winter weather in the real life South Park in Colorado Thanksgiving weekend. Hotels and high school opened their doors, and volunteers made sure everyone had somewhere to sleep. So it's happening around, it's also a place called Fair Play. They, 762 people, they sheltered 300 people. Then they're up to 446 on Saturday. All the hotels were filled up. Managers let people sleep in the lobby. They passed out blankets, pillows, hot chocolate. All the area shelters were full. They had mats for people to lay on at the high school and everything. So it's not clear how many people also let people into their homes, like residential homes, to stay, which is pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Man, that's some community right there.
That's what I'm thinking. South Park.
Hot chocolate, which is kind of like when it's happening to you, you're like, this is a disaster. It's Thanksgiving. We're stranded. But then you hear that story and like it really has to melt your heart. Things could have been so much worse.
Yeah, but some bunch of people stepped up, took you in, gave you food, hot chocolate, place to sleep. Not a bad way to be stranded.
In that neck of the woods of that pastor who locked their doors on people.
They're like, floods are coming? Sorry. We already have two of everything in here. We're good.
Dale knows everything!
And how it works is we'll take caller 20 to 680-WOLF. We asked Dale a question. He either knows the answer or makes it up. You have to decide which it is, and we have one of our brand new Wolf t-shirts up for grabs today. Right. Now, Dale, your category, Krispy Kreme.
I gotta tell you,
that's a win.
I know quite a lot about that.
We will see if it is or not. Caller 20, 680 Wolf. 93.1 The Wolf. Who's this?
Brenda.
We're gonna play Dale Knows Everything. How it works is we ask Dale a question. He'll either know the answer or make it up. You have to decide which it is. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Dale. Your question: Krispy Kreme's most profitable location out of its 1,300 stores is located where?
You're not going to believe this, but it's Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. They love those donuts there. Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Go with me on this. That's it.
Brenda, does Dale know everything or is he wrong?
Dale is wrong.
Jeez.
But it's in Dublin, Ireland.
Okay, well, it was out of the country.
It pulls in $330,000 per week in revenue.
You know how much profit?
Oh, wow.
You know how much profit is in donuts? I believe Krispy Kreme has about 12 cents in an entire dozen. So there's a lot of profit.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, Brenda, listen. Yeah. You and I are going to open up a Krispy Kreme and sail off into the sunset, okay?
Sounds good.
In our Wolf t-shirts, which you just won. Hang on the line.
Okay.
Dale doesn't know everything.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Amy and Chase, 737. Bobby Joe, how are you this morning?
I'm fine. How are you?
We're great. Thanks for asking. We're going to do this Garth Gauntlet. I'm going to play it for you. You listen again. Name all the songs in the Garth Gauntlet correctly. And guess what? You're going to win tickets to see Garth in May. Are you ready to hear it again?
Yes.
All right. Here it comes. Listen closely.
It's my looker. Lord knows I got my thunder.
Can you do it?
No, I can't.
You can't? You can't even make a guess? You know what the first one is?
I thought it was Thunder Rolls, but I couldn't hear it very well.
No, that's not right. But thanks for trying, Bobby Joe.
All right, thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Amy and Chase. Another shot at that Garth Gauntlet coming up about 8:30 this morning. Nobody's gotten that thing. You get them all right, and you get tickets to the show in May. That'll be a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Worst movies of the year. Most disappointing films of the year. There's an official list here, but I've got a couple I want to add to it. But on the official list,
You have movies like The Dark Phoenix, or Dark Phoenix, I should say. You don't put the in front of it. Right. It's Dark Phoenix. Medea Family Funeral, which, let's be honest
any
with you.
Any of those things is...
Of course, that's the most disappointing movie.
And I was surprised because I was really looking forward to this one. Men in Black International was on that list, which I haven't seen.
That's... They had to put a chick in there, right? So it's equal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Here's a woman doing it. We did Women Ghostbusters 2 years ago. Here you go.
Yeah, not good.
Women Aliens.
Not good.
And one that I would have to add in, and it's a recent one, was The Irishman.
Yeah, I felt like that was way overblown too. I just think people are afraid to say anything bad about it because it's Martin Scorsese and it's got, you know, big actors in it.
10 minutes in, I was playing Sudoku on my phone. I was like, oh, maybe I don't like this movie. Like, I forgot I was even supposed to watch it. That's how bored I was.
I mean, the acting's good, but
it's
the storyline.
Joe Pesci?
Yeah.
Robert De Niro, Al Pacino.
They're all like grade A actors.
I know.
So, Dale, if you picture in your mind the worst movies, most disappointing movies, what is on your list?
Well, the ones that I saw this year, I was disappointed in Rambo. I thought that was a lame effort.
Oh, I forgot I went to see that.
I also was disappointed in the Terminator movie.
Is Hellboy on that list?
The new Hellboy,
was
yes.
Garbage. I walked out. I was the only one in the theater, and I left.
And you, how far in were you when you walked out?
Maybe like an hour.
How many times have you done that in your life? You completely just walked out, given up on a movie and said, I'm out of here.
I want to say twice.
Yeah, it's about all for me.
But I fell asleep. I thought Denzel Washington, and I love Denzel.
Yeah.
I thought his Fences. Oh my, I just fell asleep. I woke up. It was in the same scene. I was like, my God, we haven't moved on yet. It's been 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Those recliner seats come in handy in movies like those. I take a quick nap. Yeah.
I was so bored.
Yeah, I just was disappointed in a couple things this year. Nothing lived up to the hype. Speaking of movies, though, for the first time, and I don't recall this ever happening before, they're teasing a trailer. There is an actual trailer teaser out for the new James Bond movie.
Mm-hmm.
And the trailer drops tomorrow.
Is this the last one for
Daniel Craig?
Yes.
But there's a teaser out now for the trailer, which comes tomorrow. I've never seen that before.
Do you think this will be massive because it's his last one?
I think it'll be big. They all are. They're always big. And then people start picking them apart. Oh, I didn't like this. I didn't like that. You know what? I can't say that I've ever completely disliked any James Bond movie because I'm a fan and I enjoy the movies.
Do you know what I saw this weekend?
What?
Death Wish with Bruce Willis.
Oh, you did see that. Did you like it?
I did like it. And so I tweeted something about it, and my friend was like, oh, is it the original or the remake? I was like, I don't know, Bruce Willis one. And then my friend starts texting me about how mad he is that I don't know about the Charles Bronson series.
Yes. Those were big movies. You know, there were several of those films, too. Death Wish 1, 2, 3, there were several of them.
Which you guys saw also on that list, Angel Has Fallen, which, didn't you say it was good?
Yes, that was good.
Yeah, that was disappointing, according to them.
Really? Mm-hmm. No, that was really good. That's who's in that? The 300 guy. Sparta.
Yep,
what's his
that's
name?
Him. That's just, no, that's him. His name's Sparta.
Yeah. But yeah, I saw that one. It was okay. It's a popcorn movie. You know what I mean? It's just one of those. Okay.
An action movie. You want to see people die?
Yeah.
Go there.
Yeah. That's exciting.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, Dale O'Brien, Andy and Chase. Another shot at the Garth Gauntlet.
Mm-hmm.
At 8:30 this morning. Are you guys ready for your headline?
Yep.
By the way, Amy is eating some very, very cinnamony oatmeal.
It's oatmeal.
It's got the entire studio perfumed with the wonderful odor of cinnamon, and it's killing me.
Especially with the Christmas lights up.
It's a third cup of oatmeal, just quick oats. Sprinkle of cinnamon.
Yeah.
Hit it with some water, microwave it, 2 minutes.
Mm.
Bam.
Zap. All right, here we go. Here's your headline, guys. If you need a hint, let me know. Woman fakes medical emergency to get a better seat on a plane, which forces the plane to turn around.
That was Chase on his honeymoon.
Yeah, it was.
He would do something like that.
Ooh, see, that's... A hint, please. I need a hint today.
Stereotypical.
Florida.
Yep.
All right.
American Eagle flight took off from Pensacola, Florida, Friday morning. When it got into the air, a woman on the plane said she was having breathing issues and asked if they'd move her to a bigger seat. They did. But the pilot decided that since it was a medical emergency, that he'd turn around and head back to Pensacola to get the woman some help. But when they landed, she admitted she faked the entire thing because she wanted a bigger seat.
Oh, that's the worst. Mm.
And then she refused to get off the airplane.
See, it's the pilot's fault. He should not have thought she had a medical emergency.
The pilot finally talked her into leaving, and she was taken into custody. Criminal charges are probably coming her way. By the way, it would have cost her $19 to be moved to the bigger seat. Yeah.
I flew home to Jersey last year on Christmas Eve.
Jersey?
And nobody says it like that but you. And the plane, not full at all.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say maybe like there's a third of the seats left.
And you don't see that very often anymore.
Yes. And they go, if you want to move, if you want to upgrade, it's $50. Otherwise, you have to sit where you are.
Are you kidding?
How crazy is that?
Are you nuts?
We're in the air. We're in the air.
Oh, I would have had a conniption. I would just have went off.
And so there I sat, three people across the row, two seats empty up there. I was like, this is unbelievable. On Christmas Eve, even. Frontier, trash airplane. It gets you there cheap, but man, they nickel and dime. How insane is that?
It's essentially a bus that is launched into the air with a catapult.
You have to lean forward to help push it forward. You know,
and everybody runs like Fred from Flintstone.
Yeah.
When you sit down in your seat on that airline and there are pedals below you, you know you've got some issues.
Yeah.
You know, you really got your money's worth there.
Spirit's an upgrade. They have engines.
Wow. Do they really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Things are coming along. Wake up with the Wolf Show. It's 8:13. Dale O'Brien, Amy, and Chase. And guess what's coming at about 8:30 this morning? It's the Garth Gauntlet. No. I thought it was weird that you didn't bring in a big breakfast for us this morning. I'm sorry. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, bank account's a little low this time of year.
Oh, here we go. Do we have the smallest violin music bed to play every time Chase complains about music?
Remind me to get that.
I don't complain about music. I complain about money.
Yeah, money. There's never enough, is there?
You just went online and bought something we were talking about.
That's a surprise. It's $8. It was a deal on Cyber Monday.
Oh, my God. No, it's not a surprise. He bought small hands.
Tiny hands he bought.
Okay. Whatever you're doing, just listen just for a second. Chase complains about money more than anybody in here. Yet you want to run down? Get your Amazon order history from everything you've bought this year.
He's got boxes at home.
Plus,
every day.
Thousands of dollars on a wedding, on a 12-day honeymoon.
Would you like me
to? You went to D.C. on a weekend excursion because y'all were just so stressed from planning your thousands of dollar wedding and honeymoon. You needed a break. A break before the break.
Yeah.
Arriving Friday by 8 p.m.
Yep.
Tiny hand toys. Hilarious, realistic-looking 3-inch plastic hands for costumes and pranks.
Beautiful.
You have two trees set up in your house. You have your own tree, a Doctor Who tree.
And now he's investing in tiny hands.
Tiny hands. To do what? To go with the gimbal that you bought so you can do videos?
Why the hell did this get turned around on me?
We're supposed to be doing behind-the-scenes videos. I haven't seen the gimbal yet.
Yeah, no, because he doesn't have tiny hands yet. Not a single content idea for this show, but we got tiny hands coming.
But wait till the tiny hands get here. Wait till the social media.
Content through the roof.
Oh, baby. All right, the Garth Gauntlet coming up at 8:30. Yes, 8:30. You'll have another chance to identify the 7 songs in the Garth Gauntlet. If you identify them correctly, you'll win tickets to the Garth Show in May, Panther Stadium, Charlotte. It's going to be awesome. Good luck to you. Again, it comes at 8:30.
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Hello.
Hi, how can I get on the radio?
Well,
how much money you got?
Yeah, you got some cash? Well, what's your name?
Lauren.
Lauren, what do you want to get on the radio for? What you want to talk on about?
I just want to give a shout out to my husband.
Well, yeah, that's okay. What's your husband's name?
Russell.
What's Russell do?
He makes signs at Allen Industries.
How long have you guys been married?
2 years.
How old are you?
25.
Lauren, wait a minute. 25? You've been married for 2 years?
Here she goes.
How long were you together before you got married?
1 year.
So you've been with this man since you were 22 years old?
Yeah.
Yes.
He must be the one.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, is today your anniversary or something?
No.
It's just because,
he's
Dale.
He's just awesome?
Yeah, he's just awesome.
Well, Russell, we need to get with Russell and find out what the secret is, man. He's got one happy chick here.
I know.
Yeah.
Is this Russell Dickerson?
Well, he's doing something like that.
Well, sure. We'll shout out to Russell.
Awesome. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Have an awesome day. Thanks for calling.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm not. You know what? I'm going to be nice and sensitive. And everybody's happy and in love. And
yeah, how old are you now?
Marriage is a real thing.
You're not nice and sensitive. Go
30,
ahead.
How old am I? I'm 34.
34 now.
Mm-hmm.
34 and single. Again, I don't understand why. You're perfect.
Yeah.
You're perfect.
Nobody's perfect.
All right, it's 8:25 now. So, hey, Russell, shout out to you, buddy. We need to talk.
I want Russell to call in.
Oh, what's the secret, Russell? What are you doing?
Actually, any Russell. Just call in and answer that.
So, yeah, 25. She seemed very happy, didn't she? She's awesome. I just want to shout out. Good for you, girl. 93.1 The Wolf. You call her 20.
Hey.
Hey, what's your name?
Samantha.
All right, Amanda, let's give this thing a try. It's the Garth Gauntlet. Would you like to hear it again?
Okay.
I'm going to play it right down the phone to you right now. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here it comes. It's my looker. Lord knows I got my thunder. Okay, is there any chance you know those seven songs?
Can you do it one more time?
Can I play it for it one more time?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. One more time. Here we go. It's my looker. Lord knows I got my thunder. There you go. Do you know?
Oh, God, I don't know.
You don't know. Okay, well, we'll play it for you every hour on the radio. And if you identify it correctly, you can play again next time, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, man, bye. Sorry, no winner yet. Thanks for trying. Thanks for trying. It's hard. It's that Garth Gauntlet is tough. Seven songs, you got to get them in order.
Yeah, we'd play it, but we're told not to. You got to wait for the promo to come around.
So the promo's coming. You'll hear it again. You'll hear it every hour. You'll listen. You'll hear it every hour. And, you know, just make note of it. It takes a while. I mean, look, we don't know what it, we can't even get it, all of them. You know, it takes a minute or two.
Yeah, I think I have two. But then again, I'm not 100% sure, so probably not.
So we'll see.
There's one. Another I definitely know one. Yeah. Everybody knows the one that I know.
Right, yeah, that's right, the same one that you know. All right, so more chances to win. Coming up, Garth, after 22 years, back to Charlotte in May. Going to be a great show. Tickets go on sale Friday for that show. Get your account set up, Ticketmaster, so you can get through quicker when you go buy those tickets on Friday. It'll be awesome. And you can win free tickets. We've got plenty of them. We got more chances for you to win, so be here.
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next. And now it's time for
Things You Need to Know.
We were doing that Garth Brooks thing, the Garth Gauntlet, and that was during the time we would normally do five things. So we'll do five things now. Chase.
It's okay, you forgot about me. I understand. Five things you need to know for today, Tuesday, December the
3rd.
Megan, sure. Jay Leno is going to be coming to the Stephen Tanger Center for the Performing Arts. Of course, that is under construction right now, March the 22nd.
By the way, planning. Had not been down in a while. Drove downtown over the weekend to go out with a friend of mine and said, I want to drive by and see what this looks like. You would not believe the progress they've made. That thing looks almost ready to go. Beautiful.
Is it, the DOT was like that?
When I came up here, it was like August a year ago to interview for the job. We had driven all over, and that was just like the skeleton, I think, of it. Yeah,
they barely got some steel up.
So, I mean, that's good progression, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some really cool stuff coming there, too. You know, a lot of good Broadway plays are going to be there.
That Nate Bargatze is one of our favorite comedians here. It's something we all agree about.
By the way, and I'm so happy, they have a huge Times Square-ish marquee down there that has the stuff that's coming on it, and it's working. And it's lit up now. It looks great.
Nice.
Really does.
So excited to check that place out.
Yeah.
If you would like the world's most expensive Christmas tree, I have it for you. You're going to have to go to Spain because
it's in your living room.
True. It's worth $15 million. It's decorated with red, white, pink, and black diamonds. There's also jewelry on it as well. Some of it is from, you know, Chanel, bottles of perfume as well. And this is strange. Ostrich eggs also adorn the tree.
Ostrich eggs.
People with money do the, like, people with money and crackheads do the same thing.
Yeah.
And we only like one of them.
That's right.
Look at all the crazy stuff. Yeah. All right.
There's a very sad article I saw, and I need to bring this to your attention. There could be, and most likely, a French fry shortage.
No.
Because of the poor potato harvest in October in Canada, Minnesota, Idaho. You know, those places were potatoes.
Big potato producers.
Because they received snow, rain, and cool temperatures during the month, it diminished the growth. Now, we are going to suffer.
Why can't we ever miss out, like, on kale? Yeah. Give kale a chance to go away.
Yeah, rhubarb or something like that.
Yeah, it's always avocados and potatoes. It's like the two things we enjoy in life.
I don't like avocados.
You are just the worst at, like... Is this Survivor? Can we vote somebody off?
She's ready to vote you off.
I don't know why.
The
I don't
Wolf
like,
Island.
I don't like avocados, okay? It's probably the guac. I don't like it. It's like baby mush.
I get it.
What?
Yeah, anyway.
You're insane. You're a crazy person.
Right. I'm crazy. Today is National Green Bean Casserole Day.
Grandma's recipe?
Don't know about that.
Okay.
But all together, green bean casserole, which is good. And last but not least... Here's your fun fact for the day.
Let's hear it.
The first cereal that offered a kid's prize was Kellogg's Corn Flakes in 1900.
Oh, I want to guess.
Okay, guess.
Is it Kellogg's Corn Flakes?
Yay!
Oh, Amy, awesome.
In 1909, people who bought two boxes could send away for a book called, you want to guess?
No.
Oh, okay. Funny Jungle Land Moving Pictures.
Do they do that anymore? I bought a box of Cap'n Crunch last week. CVS had it on sale for $1.99.
You couldn't resist.
Absolutely not. And it does hurt the roof of your mouth.
Oh, it destroys it.
But it's so good. And I was doing like the crossword puzzle on the back in the maze. I'm like, I'm killing it.
Yeah. Like, I'm so smart.
No toy, though.
Amy's sitting there at a table. I'm so awesome.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things you need to know.
Wake up at the Wolf Show. Okay, is everybody just done with the day?
Yes.
I mean, yeah. It's Tuesday, but it feels like the second Monday, doesn't it? It really does.
My back hurts.
First full week back. 5-day work week. It's hard, man.
It's been 3 weeks since I've had to work 5 days.
This is going to be a long week for you, babe. Long week.
My eyes have been twitching all morning.
You got a headache. You're rubbing her temples like you're going to pass out.
Deep wrinkles on her forehead.
That's all take a minute to feel sad for me. I told Dale yesterday. We got in the car to go to the parade, and my nails are long. And I cut my finger with my nail. And I said to him, I was like, I just hate who I am today. Like, my nose kept running at the gym.
She hated everything about herself yesterday. She was...
And I literally said to him, like, if somebody was saying this to me, I would be like, are you serious? Come on.
God, I got this nose that runs. My nail cut myself. This is it.
You're like a child.
I just want to, like, stay in bed. Yeah. It's this wintertime depression just hit me hard. I was like, I just hate who I am today.
At least the sun is shining today. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's that.
That's good, dude. Tomorrow is Wet Nose Wednesday. We're going to give you more chances to win those Garth Brooks tickets and... the new James Bond trailer comes out tomorrow, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Nice.
Alicia texted me. She said she has 4 of the songs. She said it's too hard, though.
It is too hard. No doubt about it, Alicia. You're absolutely right. But, hey, that's the way we do it. All right, everybody, this is Lippy's Gone Dongzilla. You guys say goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Have an awesome Tuesday. Goodbye.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.